And so today we'll talk about the bliss of Brahmanhood. It's a beautiful verse, and the commentary on that is very, very nice. Why I should know that I am Brahman? So verse number 21.
Bahya sparsheshva saktatma. Vindatyatmani yat sukham. Sabrahma yoga yuktatma. Sukham akshayam ashnute. Bahya sparsheshva saktatma. Vindatyatmani yat sukham sabrahma yoga yuktatma sukham akshayam ashnute.
So Bhagavan has given us a new title, Brahma Yoga Yuktatma. So this individual, yoga means joined, become one with Brahman. So this atma, this individual yukta, has joined, become one with Brahman. What happens? Bahya sparsheshu. Bahya means the external. Sparsha means contact. So contact with external objects. Asakta. Actually, Sanskrit is a beautiful language. Asakta means detached. Asakta means extremely attached. So one has to be very careful with the words you are using in Sanskrit. So, asakta means unattached. So, this atma here means individual. Atma does not here mean the consciousness, but this individual who is detached from external objects. Contact with sparsha means contact with external objects. And what happens to such a person who is detached? Vindati, knows atmani within himself. Yat sukham, that joy, which kind of joy? That Brahma Yoga Yuktatma, that person who has become one with Brahman. Sukham akshayam ashnute. Sukham means joy. Akshaya means unbroken joy. Ashnute, he enjoys. And you and I, if you ask somebody, you want joy or you want sorrow? Joy. Nobody will say, I want sorrow. Say, you want temporary joy or you want permanent joy? I'll give you joy for 1 year, but then 10 years you will have sorrow. Nay. I don't want that. I want permanent happiness. Who wants joy for 1 year and then suffering for next 3 years? If you want to give me permanent joy. And it should be unbroken joy. Not that 10 days joy, 10 days sorrow, 10 days joy. No. I don't like that either. I want akshayam, sukham. Unbroken joy. So that is what everybody wants. So Bhagavan says, if you want that, I'll show you the method. So sparsha means contact. Again, Padmajaji this whole week talked about sparsha, that anything we experience is due to sparsha or contact. So the eyes contact sights, the ears contact sounds, the nose contact smells, the tongue contacts tastes, the skin contacts touch, and the mind contacts emotions, the intellect contacts thoughts. So any experience we have in the world has to be through contact. If I don't see something, then I don't know what's going on. Like for a blind person, 1/5 of the world does not exist because he cannot see anything. No forms, no colors. Or a person who can't hear, then 1/5 of the world does not exist because he can't hear anything. So contact, bahya sparsheshu. So all our experiences are due to outer contacts. And asaktatma, and one who is unattached, not dependent on this person, then not dependent on situation, then he experiences the joy within atmani. So here Bhagavan uses atma in one place, and in the next line he uses the word Brahman. So the idea is that the Atma is the consciousness within and Brahman is the consciousness outside. So that is the same. That's why they say, na, antar bahishta tat swarvam vyapta narayana tishthati. So this Lord is both the same within and without. There is only one. It is just our artificial. It is like space. Is that there is a part space, and then there is a room space, and then there is a total space. Are there three different spaces? That the part space is different from the room space, is different from the total space? No. There is one space, but artificially we have created four walls and called it room space. And then we put a little part and covered it, and we said, okay, this room space. But when the part breaks, it becomes one with the total space. When these walls are removed, it becomes one. So similarly, this Atma within the consciousness and the consciousness outside is the same. And as we said, detachment does not mean you become a stone, but you do not depend on external objects for my happiness. Because whatever is anitya, whatever is temporary will give me temporary joy. If it is permanent, only I will get permanent joy. As we said, we want temporary joy or we want permanent joy. We look for permanent joy in temporary things. And that is our problem. He used to love me so much when we were dating. And now what happened? You know, it's temporary. Whatever is temporary will give me temporary joy. And so, be awake, be alert, and see that if I depend on something for joy, then that will not be permanent. That's why Tulsidas ji in Ramayana says, Paradhine sukham nahi. Even in swapne, even in a dream, if you are dependent, paradhine swapne, he sukhanahi. In Ramayana, he says it very beautifully. Paradhin means once I am dependent on something for my happiness, even in dream you cannot expect happiness, because happiness will change to sorrow. And what we think that we control objects, but actually objects control us. Once we depend on objects like TV, you say, I have the remote of the TV in my hand. I can. No, TV says, I have your remote in my hand. And we just keep on watching. Even all these commercials, Prem, Jyotish and all, they keep coming. And we just keep on watching. We don't turn it off. Why? Because the TV decides what I will watch. So TV has our remote in his hand, whether it's TV or whether it's laptop or whether it's the iPhone. You just, once you turn it on, you can't turn it off. Whether, you know, we are so stuck on these. So they control us. We don't control them. So what we should have the ability, okay, I have to watch this particular show. I watch it and then turn it off. Or I have to check my email, check it and turn off the phone. But we don't. We are just stuck to the laptop or to the phone. So they say that things control us instead of we controlling them. So does that mean that one should not even enjoy things? You know, no. What they are saying is that do not have bhoga buddhi in vishayas, in objects. Do not think that they will give me permanent happiness. Do not become dependent on things. So remain independent, because vishayas will keep on changing. And vishayas will give us temporary joys, whatever objects of it. So bhoga buddhi means that enjoyment is in this. Yes, there is joy and sorrow, but I know. So keep a mental distance between me and the objects, where I do not become so attached or so dependent. So the detachment is that, yes, I own the object, but tomorrow if this object goes away or this person goes away, I do not become destroyed. So then I was reading about Brahmanand Mimamsa in the Taittiriya Upanishad. It is so beautifully given about the joy of the enlightened master. When you hear that, then you realize what wonderful it is. This is a very, very powerful section in the Taittiriya Upanishad called Brahmanand Mimamsa. So what is our concept of joy? There should be young person, right? 20, 25 years old, boy or a girl. After that, you know, is going all downhill. So it should be 20, 25 year old, young boy or a girl. Now, because she has all the strength, has all the energy, you know, at our stage, you go for hiking 2 days, third day, sore, back is hurting, or you start eating, second chapati you eat, and third one gone, stomach, can't digest food, can't do any exercise, can't. So this person is 20, 25, full of energy, able to digest all the food, can do all activities. So that is person. Then this person has right understanding of the scriptures. So imagine 20, 25, will they have right understanding? No, he should have that. Then his mind should be under his control. So a person 25 years old with the right understanding of scriptures, mind under his control, and lordship of the entire earth, whole world should be under him. He should have contacts, he should have money. So can you imagine anybody like that? You and I, are we at that level? No. This person is young, strong, healthy, mind under control, intellect firmly established in wisdom, and wealth of the whole earth in his hand. That is one unit of sukha. That is one unit of sukha. So we have to start with that. And we are not even there. We don't even have that one unit. So that is one unit. That's what Taittiriya Upanishad says. Now the one unit of sukha in the Gandharva, you know who are Gandharvas? The celestial musicians. They enjoy 100 times the sukha of this one individual. 100 times. So that is Gandharva sukha. So can you imagine we are not even up to that one, and that is Gandharva, the one celestial musicians. And then 100 times of that is enjoyed by our Pitrus, our ancestors who lived a noble life. And they are living in the higher worlds, you know, when you offer Shraddha to them. But these are the Pitrus who are living in the higher worlds. So they are thus our ancestors who lived a very noble life. So their joy is 100 times of the Gandharva. So 100 times 100 of this man is how much? 10,000. Then the Devas in heaven, their joy is 100 times of this Pitrus. So how much is that? 10,000 times 100 is a million. And the Indra, who is the king of the Devas, his joy is 100 times of the Devas. So that is 100 million. And then Brihaspati, the creator, is 100 times of this 100 million. How much does that become? 10 billion, right? And then the Prajapati, the creator, is 100 times of that. That is how many billion? Lost count, right? 100 billion of. So the point is that we are just one unit, even we don't have. Think about all of them, how much joy they enjoy. And Brahman, the one who is with Brahman, he's even 100 times, 1,000 times more than Prajapati. So what the point to say that the joy of knowing I am Brahman is much more than the joy of all of them, much more than the joy of Indra, much more than the joy of the creator, much more than the joy of the Gandharvas. Forget about humans. So that is the benefit of knowing, because once you experience that joy of the realized master, there is no joy anywhere in the universe can compare. Forget about this earth, even heavenly joys have no comparison for this man of wisdom. It is said that in the Taittiriya Upanishad, I'm not making it up, you're welcome to please Google that or get the Upanishad. It's called Brahmananda Mimamsa. So that is the benefit of knowing this, having this knowledge, that you experience that joy which has no comparison on earth or in heaven, nowhere, even in the creator, even in Indra, even in Brihaspati, who is the guru of Indra. They cannot experience that joy of this man of wisdom. That's why they say only in the human birth you can realize the truth. You cannot realize it in going to heaven. Once you go to heaven, it's like going to Hawaii. You have to come back. So even Indra living in heaven is just a more subtle form of energy. That's all. Ultimately, everything will end up to Prajapati, up to the creator. Even Brahmaji, the creator, ends. When this universe will end, all of this will perish. The men, the Gandharvas, the Pitrus, the Devas, Indra, Brihaspati, Prajapati, everything will perish. Only Brahman alone remains. So that is the state of this wise person. And what happens is, we are all the time worried. Why? Because we don't have all these joys, all these benefits, and we keep looking for joys in temporary things. And people say, you know, you Vedantins, you don't even let us enjoy life. Okay, I have not experienced the joy of Brahman, but at least I get joy when I have a pizza or a piece of cake, or when I buy a new piece of jewelry or get a new car. Don't you? Why don't you guys let us enjoy these little things? Nitya sukha nahi mila, at least anitya sukha to enjoy karne to kya? Why are you guys not even letting us enjoy even the little things of life? So what, we'll talk about that next week. What is the anitya sukha? Why we should not depend on temporary joys for our happiness and look for permanent joy? I will talk in more detail next week. That is, Bhagavan has given a whole verse to that. What are these temporary joys and what do they do? So that we'll do next week. So we have finished here. We have a few minutes if anybody has any questions. So basically what we talked about was the one who can go beyond this creation in this life itself, become one with Brahman who is without blemish, and such a person goes beyond joys and sorrows and experiences the eternal akshayam, unbroken joy. That is, and then he does not give bhoga buddhi. He does not think that these objects will give me complete joy. So that we have talked today, and only can come through right knowledge. Actions will lead us to knowledge, and the knowledge is the most important. So throughout the Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavan emphasizes the path of knowledge. Any questions, any comments?
There is a knowledge where you have the knowledge, but there is a gap between practicing that knowledge.
Yes.
So who should be the reminder for you to practice that knowledge and put it into practice?
That's a very good question. We all have that. I also feel the same way. I know something, but I'm not able to. So by repeated listening, and reading the scriptures, that's why every day we should do Swadhyaya. In fact, in the Upanishad it says, Swadhyaya pravachanabhyam na pramaditavyam. Swadhyaya should never be given up. So I should be listening to the scriptures, either from a teacher or from, you know, from the book, and then contemplating upon it. So constant reminder. So slowly what will happen is that the gap will become less. As my understanding becomes clearer, next time that same situation arises, I will say, what does the Bhagavad Gita say about it? What Bhagavan Krishna? So by repeated listening and then thinking about it and then bringing it into practice, that Bhagavad Gita should not remain in the book, should come in my life, as you know, I should act the way Bhagavan Sri Krishna has said. Not only go to the temple and worship, light a candle and come back. That is good. But it should not be limited to that. Bhagavan Krishna's teachings I should start bringing. So repeated listening will slowly reduce the gap. And eventually you will see Gita in practice. That's why all these Mahatmas, you see that they live the Bhagavad Gita, not just teach or preach. So repeated listening and then reminding myself again and again. What is my goal in life? What is my purpose? Why am I here? I'm not here just to eat, drink, and have a family and then die. Because even sparrows do that. Even monkeys do that. Even mosquitoes do that. Buffaloes do that. If that's all I'm going to do, then I'm not any better than a mosquito. If I want to be worthy of being called a human being, then let me use my intellect and know this, get this knowledge and bring it into my life. Then only later on Bhagavan will say, Sa Yukta Sa Sukhi Naraha. Only that person is capable of being called a human being who is Yukta, who has become one with God. If you have not become one with God, you are not fit to be called a human. In one of the later verses it will come. So constantly remembering the Lord, and also a very good technique is to do japa. When I have a spare moment, just chant the name of the Lord. Keep a mala in your pocket, and now they have counters, you know, japa counters, and just constantly remember, instead of thinking nonsense here and there. Yes, when you're dealing with people, you're going to talk to them. But when I have a spare moment, I'm driving, instead of listening to some nonsense news and all, just chant the name of the Lord. Or when I'm sitting, not doing anything, when I'm taking a shower, you know, when I'm brushing my teeth, when I'm eating, the more you can remember the Lord, just do japa, just chant the name of the Lord, you will find that Lord will be with you more. And pick one, you know, Ishta Devta, we all have, whoever. And just pick the mantra and just chant it. The more you do, thousands and hundreds of thousands of times, your mind will get purified and will become single-pointed. So that will remind you that. So japa is a very powerful technique, chanting the name of the Lord. Thank you. That's a very nice question. Thank you. Yes.
You know, we say that everything is Brahman. So isn't it like, but one thing is superior than the other? Like, you know how we say we have two pieces of gold. One is a smaller, other is big. Both is gold, but the smaller one
yes.
is cheaper and the bigger one is expensive. It's the same way, isn't it? Like something is superior and then the other thing?
Yeah, that is all the upadhis.
So it's not like... Everything is not same.
So gold is the same, but the quantity is less and the quantity is more. Like the story of this person who went to sell Hanumanji, and then he went to sell Ramchandraji. He had both of gold. And Hanumanji, the jeweler gave him $700 an ounce. For Ramchandraji, he gave him $500 an ounce. He said, wait. Ramchandraji should be more than Hanumanji. He says, no, the gold prices are down. So I'll give you for Ramchandraji 500, for Hanumanji I gave you 700. So the gold is the same. Obviously, the upadhi is different. Yes, a learned person is different from an ignorant person. But the Brahman in them is the same. So vyavahar samavarti means vyavahar is different. But the samadarshi, that's the difference between samadarshi and samavarti. Samadarshi means he sees oneness, but samavarti means he treats people
so
as they deserve to be treated.
Superior than the other.
There is nothing superior. Actually, Brahman is the same in all, once that understanding comes. But in our dealings, yes, you may have to deal differently as a criminal versus an innocent man. You know, the innocent man and the criminal both are brought before a judge. The innocent man will be let go. The criminal will be put in jail. But the Brahman in both is the same. So in Vyavahara, yes, there will be difference. Like you said, a bigger piece of gold is worth more. But that is only in the world. When it comes to Brahman, there's only one. So there is no bigger or lesser Brahman. In Brahman, unity is there. Samadarshi, that is. At the highest level, Paramartha level, in fact, at the level of Brahman, there is no gold. This whole world is just an illusory appearance upon that. You know, we have talked about that. That on Brahman, this world is a maya, is just created as a place for us to enjoy, place for us to learn, place for us to grow. But there is no ultimate reality is not there in this world. The ultimate reality is that one. This world is just a changing appearance like a dream. So at the highest level, there is no gold. For you and me, yes, gold is very important.
Even if you see the gold.
Right.
If you see them as a piece,
right.
So same way the gold also, bigger pieces, smaller pieces, you can see it as a material thing separate. Mm-hmm. But if you look at all the gold of the world, whether underground
same.
Or any ornaments or wherever it is, even the sun might have some gold. Everything, there is no limit to it.
Right. Everything is
yeah, it's
one.
Everything. And you cannot increase or decrease anything.
Right.
You can't see anything. It's just limitless. Something like that.
So you should, you can't be seeing separate four pieces.
Right.
When you go to Brahman level.
Thank you. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinah, Sarve Santu Niramaya, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Ma Kaschid Dukha Bhag Bhavet. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.